Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I'm your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with another show. And it's only been a few days. We did one right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And now, this is right after Christmas.
Yeah, just a couple days.
Yeah, and I was just looking, and I'm not going to lie. This is embarrassing. I'm not going to go into details. But we were just counting like shows that we've did, and it's not a lot. It's crazy. I won't go into details about this either.
I started
a new job about a year or so ago, and I do podcasts with them, and I've did like triple of what me and you have did, maybe because I'm getting paid more. Oh, I'm getting paid for this too. Did you know?
Yeah, I know.
You get a little side pocket cash for this show.
Yeah.
Anyways, but maybe it's because it's actually like a job. Like I think when you have to do something. So we're going to talk about this in a minute, but I'm going to say it now.
Oh, no.
New Year's resolution. We are doing more shows. I'm going to tell you right now. I promise, and I don't promise anything. I don't break promises unless like it's totally out of my control. But because I usually don't even make promises. But I promise that we will do more than last year.
If they
last
could year, all see my face right now, it's like we've heard this year, before.
But it's not me. It's your face. You should be looking in the mirror.
You.
It is not me.
It is you.
Whatever. It's not me. Trust me.
New
guys.
Year, new you.
No, not you. New year, not. New me. I'm ready to do a show. I'm used to talking. I talk all the time.
Not on here.
Sleepy.
Well, on here.
Okay, sleepy. Someone's on the couch sleeping right now when I was like, let's go do a show. Let's get into the studio. Let's do a show. Anyways, we're moving on. We're going to do more shows. It's embarrassing the numbers, so I promise you we will do more than last year, and we're probably going to even double that. That's not a promise, let's do it. I even said, Casey, the other day, I said, let's pick a day where we have to do it. Like, you know, let's say we say we're going to record on Tuesdays. We're going to record every Tuesday. We know, like, because, like, when you have to do something, like when I have to take my kids to baseball practice, when Casey has to take our daughter to dance, like, we do it. It's never like, let's do it next week. We do it when you have to do something.
Yeah.
So I think that we make the show a must. It's important. People are listening. And I'm not going to lie. If I were you guys, I probably would have stopped listening. So I appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate you guys listening. Keep listening. I promise there will be more shows this year.
We'll be more consistent for sure.
And with that being said, let's get into the show. So first off, more shout outs. We gave a lot last week because we hadn't did a show for a while. So I'm like, the people that have been asking, you know, for shows, the people that interact, like I'm going to give them shout outs. So again, let's give a couple out here. We have Amanda. Amanda's out in California. We have, let me go into my messages here. So give me just 1 second. We have Cassie. I don't know if I gave Cassie a shout out last time. Shout out, Cassie. We have Lily. Lily is a new listener. Told her we'd give her a shout out. We have Megan. I think I did Megan last time, but I'll do it again. Megan S. Megan. We have Aaron. Aaron R. I don't know if I give people a lot. Some people might not want, you know, they might be embarrassed that they listen to our show, so I don't want to give, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure there's another Megan S. or another.
Or maybe they're in hiding.
Aaron something.
I'm kind of weird with stuff like that. Like
you
sometimes my family will ask for like our new address. We move. Then I'm like, because I don't want to say P.O. It's kind of like a P.O. box, I guess. Like a P.O. box.
Yeah.
And we get like stuff delivered there sometimes. Or sometimes we're like, you know, that family member, do I really want them to have my address? So like we'll just give them
now
that.
They all know.
And sometimes, you know, in Arizona, not here, but in Arizona, our mailman just sucked. Like our stuff would never go to our house. It was never in the right box thing. Now our person's awesome. But sometimes I still, just to be safe, we just send it over to the P.O. box. So yeah. So, yeah, maybe what I was getting at is some people sometimes don't want their name out there. They don't want their first and last name. Yeah, but still, if it's a unique last name, Aaron. So Aaron R. that I just said, she has a unique last name, I feel.
Then leave it at Aaron R.
So Aaron R., because I've never heard that name before.
But if they've asked for a shout out, they probably want their name.
Well,
don't you think?
As long as they knew who they are.
Okay. Aaron R., you know who you are.
Aaron R. We have Erica. Erica S. Erica, she has three names, so like a middle initial too. So we'll go Erica D.S., there. We have, who else do we got here? We have Nancy. We have Lindsay. Tony M. We'll do that. Let's go with Lori M. Frankie P.
Oh my gosh.
Start throwing these letters out. Jenny D. Amanda G. I think it was the first Amanda I did in the beginning. We have Lacey M. Sarah N. All right. Is that enough, I think?
I think so.
If I left anybody
save
out.
Save some for the next show.
Yeah. We got PJ. PJ goes by a different name all the time I hear from him. So I'm just going to give him a PJ one this time. So yeah, anyway, with that being said, there's some shout outs. If you want one, you know, some people think it's cool. Some people don't. Some people just want to be like, oh man, they really, sometimes we do it
even if they don't want it.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I do it so I can just say like, hey, I give you a shout out and I'll listen to the damn show.
No, just
because
they know they listen.
True.
But they're not going to come out and say, hey, say hi to me.
True.
So we do it anyway.
Yep. So we just said that we just did Christmas on the last show, and since it's only been a few days, now we're doing kind of a Christmas post wrap up. So I wanted to talk about, I was telling Casey, like, well, obviously I feel like we gave each other good gifts that we liked, right? Did you like all your gifts?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And I liked all my gifts, but I started to think, like, what gifts do people not like? Or what do, you know, I didn't ask anybody that, like, personally, but I did go online and look at, like, top gifts that people supposedly don't like or gifts that you shouldn't buy people. And I was kind of shocked with some of these. So I'm going
to
go
into
these.
Did you give them this year to somebody?
I didn't. We didn't give any of these. We might have. Hold on. Let's go through this list. And let's see. Let me get to my list here. So here we go. Here's, let's see what the title says. I believe it was, of course, now it doesn't want to load. Okay, here we go. So it was 17. I don't know if I'll do all 17 because sometimes I don't agree with them and I think they're not worth reading. 17 worst Christmas presents in 2023. Don't even think about giving these gifts to your partner or loved one. So I guess it depends who you're giving to. So if it's your partner or loved one, I get it. So number one, a coffee cup.
I like coffee, though.
You like cups.
I do like cups.
Like, I got you those glass cups this year. So yeah. It's funny. It's on the list, and well, I shouldn't have got it for you.
No, I like that.
But I got you. They're not mugs. They're not like a coffee mug. They're like glasses. She likes to drink the iced coffee in. So, I mean, good thing I didn't see this list before. I probably would have put them back. It says if you really, I think this might be like a mug. If you really need another coffee cup, you would probably go out and buy one. It's not the type of present anyone pines over and wishes they are going to get on Christmas morning. No one's like, oh, I hope it's a coffee cup, said nobody as they unwrapped a present on Christmas Day. It's kind of rude.
That's kind of sad, yeah. But I don't know. What about the ones that are like Christmas mugs? Do you keep them in your cupboard the whole year or do you like pack them away with your Christmas stuff and bring them out at Christmas time?
Oh, like if it's Christmas themed?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen one. What about those ones? Maybe they're talking about, and I'm not saying these are a bad gift, but maybe they're talking about, you know, sometimes you get the one that's like a Hershey cup and it comes with like a Hershey's chocolate bar in it, but I still wouldn't be mad.
You've gotten that before.
Yeah, I've gotten that. And I was happy because I ate the candy bar. And even if you're not going to use the cup, maybe re-gift it.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This says a Walmart gift card.
Oh, I love Walmart.
Yeah, I love Walmart too.
Shout out to Walmart again.
Shout out to Walmart. We're talking about you again. Free gift card. Send them to. Let me give you the P.O. box. Yeah, it says giving someone a Walmart gift card for their Christmas present is the same as giving them money. If you're going to do this, why not save yourself a step and just send them an email money transfer? This is fine in your relationship. It's so.
What if it's
maybe
a kid or a minor?
I mean, maybe they're saying to don't give to your, because it said what in the beginning, to don't give to your partner or loved one. I mean, if I got you a Walmart gift card, you'd probably be like, cool, let me go spend it, right?
Yeah.
I'd be happy too. So
but it would be all on me. I wouldn't buy anything for like the house.
Yeah. So I disagree with some of these, but, and what I really like that you guys did this week in this last show is people were like, you know, sometimes we say, hey, send us a message and let us know. People were sending messages. So I'm pumped about that people, so we're going to stay active. We're going to do more shows and you guys keep interacting with us. It's really cool. Next, socks. Creating moments of disappointment on Christmas morning since you were a child.
No, I love socks.
Again, I'd be happy with some socks.
Yeah.
I don't like this list. Who made this? What's this website? Well House? I don't know. Like a well? Anyways.
I don't really trust your sources.
Yeah. Personal hygiene products. Toothbrushes. See, again?
No, I love that stuff.
Yeah. I had just told you the other day, but unfortunately, when I opened my gifts, there wasn't one in there, but it's okay. I said
toothbrush.
I kind of wanted the toothbrush that has the app where it shows you where you're brushing and if you're missing, but I've kind of read mixed reviews. If anyone has one, let me know if it's any good because I've read that it doesn't read correctly. So sometimes I might say you're not brushing a certain area, even though you did brush that area, but I thought it was kind of cool.
People have different sized teeth, so how would it know?
I think it's like Bluetooth in the toothbrush and it shows you on your app where you're going on your teeth.
Oh.
So then it tells, yeah. So, okay. I mean, I don't think it, yeah, oh, I get what you're saying. Like, if it's saying, like, oh, you didn't go back far enough, but how does it know your teeth go back that far? I don't go that far.
Or, like, that deep where, like, your gums would be or, you know what I mean? Like, people have different, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Teeth length.
I'm going to have to look into it. An empty picture frame. Okay, yeah, that could be kind of a little, I mean, but again, somebody might like a picture frame. We have ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah, I probably want to buy somebody ugly Christmas sweater.
Not for Christmas,
I mean, I feel like you let you pick your own. Candles from the dollar store. I like how they point out from the dollar store. But if it's a candle and it smells good, hey,
Well, and what if people, that's what they can afford and they just wanted to get you a nice candle?
Yeah, this is a stupid bougie website. Being rude. A corny keychain. I'm not going to lie. I bought you a keychain before, but not because I'm like, oh, she, yeah. Well, not for Christmas. So yeah, okay, sorry, not Christmas. But like, I know sometimes I'm the type, like, let's say I'm going on a work trip and it's even like a day or two. I always like to bring them a little something home. And sometimes I don't get a chance to even go to a store. So I'm like, hey, I'm at the airport. Hey, Chicago, here's a little keychain. My kids love keychains. So, you know, but sometimes I can't find something for you. So I'm like, am I going to get you a mug?
You can bring me a snack.
True.
I'll always take food.
I was going to bring you a Chicago dog the other day.
I know.
But my flight was super early in the morning and they weren't open.
It's not
yet.
About the how early it is because I can eat at any hour no, of the day.
The place wasn't open.
But it might have been soggy. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a soggy hot dog.
No, place wasn't open. We got, so this one's interesting. A pet for Christmas. So it says, Merry Christmas. I got you something. You have to take care of it until it dies. It basically, it's basically what you're saying is when you give someone a pet for Christmas, owning a pet is a huge commitment and a personal decision that you just can't make for another person.
What if you knew they wanted it?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't say that here.
I don't like this list at all.
A new t-shirt. It says, like coffee cups, if you really wanted a t-shirt, you'd probably go out and buy your own. Choosing a t-shirt as a Christmas gift shows you really didn't put a lot of thought into a purchase, like hygiene products. So it's going back and track, saying all the bad things.
But I think we're very practical people. And like we like those everyday items where this might be for somebody who's like, oh, you didn't even think about it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I'm like a huge Dodger fan. If you brought me a Dodger t-shirt, I'm not going to be like, I could have went and bought this myself. I'd be pumped. I'd be all cool.
Even a regular t-shirt, though. I think it'd be
like a nice shirt or something you knew that, you know, that you liked, that I liked. Okay, now this one, this one's not cool. Weight loss programs. Just like giving an exercise bike, it can send the wrong message. Giving a membership to a weight loss program can have the same effect. I get it. That's kind of weird that it brings up.
This is your partner, right?
Yeah.
So if you know that person's trying to lose weight.
Yeah, true.
It's not like it's a random, like, hey, you're a little overweight.
I mean, I guess it depends what program you're talking about. So if you're like, hey, so what's kind of weird is it says like an exercise bike, but exercise bike is the next one. You think they have an exercise bike before they mention it. But anyways, exercise bike's also one. Again, yeah, like I had been wanting a new treadmill for a while. If you surprised me with a treadmill, I'd be all excited.
I know.
But I get like a weight loss program. If they're saying program, like if I came home and was like, hey, signed you up for Jenny Craig. That might be a little around? Over the top. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
So oh, yeah.
Jenny.
Yeah.
She's been around. I remember 1-800-91-JENNY.
Is that what it is?
And I think it was in 1991. And then 1-800-92-JENNY. And that was in 1992.
I never did.
And every year, I think she changed her phone number.
I'm going to have to look that up. That must have got expensive.
I think it is. I don't know. Unless I just remembered it wrong. But I remember every year it changing.
That's kind of funny. Like a program like that. So if they were like, I could see, you know, like weight loss surgery. Like, hey, babe, I'm home with the Christmas present. Got you gastric bypass certificate.
People do that, though, I feel.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's why it's on this list.
Yeah.
Maybe. The idea came from somewhere.
Yeah. A paperweight. Yeah. I don't know if I'd buy somebody a paperweight.
I don't especially get that. What is that for?
Other. Paperweight. Wind? It's so your papers don't fly away. Let's say
like you're windy?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe you have your air conditioner and it like starts blowing hard and your papers fly off your desk. Or maybe so your papers just don't get mixed up. You're like, oh, let me put this rock on it.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Well, let me read it here. In our clutter-filled world, most of us are craving less clutter and more open space. Nobody needs another paperweight. Before going out and spending your money on a useless knickknack, take a moment and think about something useful. Paperweights have always been a bad Christmas gift. I don't think they sell paperweights anymore, do they?
What's the purpose of it? Yeah, so, how old is this list?
I don't know. This is updated. Yeah, it said 2023. Here we go. Cash. I don't know. I'm already disagreeing with that one. Nothing feels more like a clinical business transaction than exchanging cash. Unless it's me. Get it? Cash. Okay. Unless you're handing out Christmas cards stuffed with cash to employees at your corporate Christmas party, giving cash is not personal enough to be a Christmas gift. Yes, we all like money, but giving cash to someone as a Christmas present shows you couldn't take the time to think of a gift they would like. So you are just giving them cash and leaving the work up to them. You've gave me cash for like Father's Day and stuff.
I love getting cash.
Yeah. And I think like I'm not picky, but sometimes I get it. I'm hard to buy for. So if you were just be like, here's some cash, you know, I'd be pumped. I'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
I'll go buy something.
But cool. You hold on to it for so long and then you like hoard it and I keep giving you money for different occasions. And then one day you're like, oh, I have $1,000. And I'm like, where'd you get that from? And you're like, oh, yeah. birthday and anniversary and Father's Day.
The other day, Easter. Or actually 2 months ago, well, the other day, and I know 2 months ago, just almost 3 months ago, October, December, January. Yeah, no, 2 months ago, I bought a, I don't know if any of you listening know what it is, but I bought a MetaQuest 3, so like a virtual reality headset, you know? And I wanted it, and I was like, you know, I think I have the cash just put to the side. So that's when I went, and I'm like, oh, here's that Father's Day envelope they gave me.
Gosh.
Here's $100. Here's this, you know, Valentine's. I don't know if it's Valentine's, but, you know, envelope. Here's another $100. And I'm like, ah, I'm like almost there, and I'm pulling out cash from everywhere. So then
I'm going to put expiration dates on it.
And then speaking of that, though, I feel like I'm going to get into a whole other topic. But anyways, I'll try to hold back. Speaking of that, I bought it in October. I think it was like right when it came out because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it. It just came out. I also have the MetaQuest 2, which is the older one. And to be honest, I play like once a month. It's really fun, but I just never take the time to do it. So I probably didn't need the new one, but I got it anyways. And here, 2 months later, I haven't even opened the box. So
just return it.
Yeah.
Get your money back.
No, I'm ready.
Why?
I'm going to hook it up today, probably.
No, you say that all the time.
No, it's, yeah, I want it. I'm going to hook it up.
And do what?
Play it.
Oh, gosh.
Some virtual reality. Go into the virtual world. Talk to people.
Imagine having all that money back.
Yeah, it's in an envelope again.
You could buy me something with it.
So next one, self-improvement books. I
like those too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess unless it was like, here's a book for you for Christmas. It shows how to, you know.
Change your bad attitude. Yeah,
how to not drink anymore so you're not so violent. You know what I mean? I get it. I mean, this is funny. You bought this for yourself actually for Christmas with the money my mom gave you. Shout out to my mom. Thanks for her Christmas gifts.
Yes.
We haven't sent her a gift yet.
I love it. That's on you.
I keep going back and forth on what I want to get her, but I did let her know today. I sent her a message and I said, hey, we didn't forget about your gifts coming.
Oh my gosh.
But she knows it's coming.
She knows she raised a procrastinator, though.
But what's going to happen now is she's going to get on a day she wasn't expecting it, and she's going to be like excited. She's going to be like, yay, Christmas gift, January 15th.
In the meantime, she's sad that you forgot about her.
No, she knows I didn't forget
about
her.
Delayed it.
I messaged her on Christmas saying, thanks for the gifts. Your gift's on its way. So what it was, it says cleaning tools. So with the money my mom gave you, you bought a new scrubber that scrubs the everything, and you liked it.
I loved it. It was one of those viral TikTok things, and I just had to have it. At first, you know, I said I have to see if it works, and I did, and it does, and I love it.
Yeah. Yep. So that was that list. And then to kind of go off that same thing, here is a list for, let me bring it up again. These windows are opening slowly. Okay. Window, where are you? Oh, here it is. These are the most returned Christmas gifts. So I guess people didn't like them.
Clothes. I bet it's clothes.
Number one, I don't know if these are in any particular order. Shoes. Coming at the top of the list is shoes. As the study found that people are gifted styles they don't like. Another reason they get returned is because people aren't checking which size to buy beforehand. That makes sense. But are they just returning or refunding? I don't know if it's a difference, but I mean, there's
exchanging.
There you go. Kitchen appliances. According to the study, kitchen appliances are also the top items to be returned, while toasters, kettles, and coffee machines are incredibly practical. They are often returned at Christmas if it's something the receiver already has. Unlike other gifts, none of us have much use for two kettles. What is a kettle?
Like a tea kettle.
Oh.
A teapot.
It's like, yeah, I wouldn't have a use for one either because I don't know what it is. Video games. When shopping for an avid video gamer, purchasing a new game seems like a brilliant idea, unless, of course, they already have it. So, yeah. Sweets. Surprisingly, sweets and chocolates are also commonly returned after Christmas as people try to swap unhealthy foods for a clean post-Christmas diet.
You can do that?
Speaking of clean diets, New Year's is coming up. Resolutions. We'll get into that next. Would you say you can what?
You can exchange chocolate.
Yeah. I have a personal story about that. When I used to work at a retail store back in the day, a person returned a dollar. I wonder if, so we have a listener, Jenny, I said earlier. Jenny used to work with me at this establishment, and I feel like she was the one at the front desk. I wonder if she remembers this. Jenny, let me know if you remember this. Send us a message on Instagram. By the way, if you aren't following us, people, Me vs. Her Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Okay, back to the show. That was a commercial. Commercial break. So a person returned it was a dollar bag of candy, the little green bag. It was the sugar-free or fat-free. I think it was sugar-free candy. And I remember clearly, she said, I want to return this bag of candy that was already opened that only costed a dollar because it gave her diarrhea.
Oh my gosh. I could never. I get anxiety just having to return something. I think in my whole life, I've maybe returned 5 things.
I thought you were going to say you get anxiety just thinking about having diarrhea.
Well, that too. No, but I don't like to return things ever. Ever.
Do you think she said that just to shock them and they'd be like, just give her money back?
But it's a dollar.
I know. That's like the people at like...
Was it gone? Was the chocolate gone?
She'd ate one at least. They come... They're small little bags. I don't know if this place still sells them, but they're small little bags, only like about 4 inches by 4 inches or 3 inches. And they were a green, like sugar-free bag of candy. And they would come with like 5 chocolates in there. So she ate like 1 of the 5.
Oh my gosh. And it just messed her up.
Got the diarrheas. And then returned it.
Oh my gosh.
It's gross, huh?
I would have been like, how did you know it was that?
Yeah, I know, huh? But it's weird. And I mean, they gave her the money back, but I was like, okay, here's your $1.07, you know, after tax. But like you said, I mean, I don't mind exchanging something if it's broken or some, you know, if it's broken or, you know, it's missing a part.
What if you don't like it?
If I don't, you mean if somebody else gave it to me or what do you mean?
Would you return it if somebody gave you something you didn't like?
I think it depends. If it was like something that was like 10 bucks, I'm not going to try to get 10 bucks back. Now, if somebody was like, oh, I bought you this gift, you know, it was like $70. If you don't like it, feel free to return it.
What if they don't say that?
And it was like 70 bucks.
Yeah.
So let's say it was like, I'm not a big gamer, but let's say it was like a $70 PS5 game, right? I don't have a PS5, but, and I already had that game. Yeah. Or I would maybe, yeah. I mean, cause what else am I doing with it?
What if you didn't have the game?
And I wanted it or I didn't want it? Like, I can use that.
You just don't care about the gift. It's not great. You don't hate it. You don't love it. You don't need it. You don't want it.
I think it depends who did it. So if it was like, let's say you have an aunt that lives 2 houses down from us.
Yeah.
Let's say they bought me something. If they're listening, shout out to all them, the fam. You know, I don't think I would do that because like that person might come back over and be like, hey, how's the game going? Let's play it or something. I'm like,
No, they wouldn't.
I'm not saying them personally, but
no,
I'm saying
a lot of people don't do that, do they?
They might.
Like a gift checkup? Like, do you still have it?
So let's say I bought them, your family, a wind chime.
Yeah.
I'm going to expect to see that. And then
you're not.
And they, like, let's say I'm like, oh, I know she's going to hang this out front because she loves, you know, this football team or something. I'm going to buy it for her. And the next time it'll be over, I'll be like, hey, where's the wind chime? I'm surprised you don't have it up yet.
You would say that?
Yeah, because I want to see.
No.
Especially if it's something I bought somebody and I really wanted them to, like, I thought they were going to love it.
No, you don't call somebody out if they don't have it out.
Why not?
That's so rude.
That is?
Yeah.
How?
What if they returned it?
They shouldn't. That's so messed up.
Why would they have to hold on to the junk that you gave them?
It's not junk.
Just so you could see it at their house.
I'm saying if it's something I spent my true, you know, my feelings into it.
They don't want it.
Then you should tell me.
Bought it for yourself. If you love it that much, you should have bought it for yourself.
By the way, after listening, I'm not talking about you guys. Are just using it as an example.
I just can't believe you right now.
So like if I bought you a shirt, right? Like that I just thought you were going to love. And then all of a sudden, like you, like 2 weeks go by, and I'd be like, "Where's the shirt I got? You don't like it? Like I would want
you'd question it
because
if
sometimes,
I'm not wearing it, then I don't love it, and I'm not gonna wear it every day.
Not you, because I know you don't like the gifts I buy you. It was half the time. This year I did good though. But no, like if I truly knew, like I really like I got this person a great gift this year. You know, like Bob down the road, he really loves the Dolphins. You know, he always says he wanted a Dolphin jersey, but he just never had one his whole life. And then I bought him a Dolphin jersey. He better wear that Dolphin jersey in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I can't believe you.
Why?
Why would you expect somebody to like maneuver their life around, oh, Cash is coming over. Let me put my Dolphins jersey on. And if I'm not wearing it, he's going to ask where it is.
Guys, if
you're
listening.
And they have to go look in their closet to find their jersey just so they could be like, here it is.
No, they better be wearing it. It better not be in the closet.
I can't
believe
you.
If I buy you a gift and you're listening to anybody out there, you better send like a selfie wearing
that
it because, or at least fake it. Like send a selfie and then return it. You know, tuck the tag away.
I can't believe it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, now on, anybody listening better know. If I'm buying you a gift, you better wear it. You better eat that candy. If it gives you diarrhea, I don't care.
I'd rather have the cash from you.
If that candy is making you poop, I don't care. You better be like, oh,
take a
it
bite
was
in
great.
Front of you.
Yeah, thanks.
You really, honestly, truly feel this way?
On a lot of gifts, I think so.
I don't like that.
I do.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter because I'm not going to buy any more gifts then.
I'll take the cash.
Okay. So back to the list. I can't remember where we so it was things people return. Candles. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something you return and be like, it's not been burned yet, you know, so. Gym wear. Yeah, I mean, I would if it's like the shirt that got me is way too tight. I'm not gonna wear this to the gym.
Well, you better lose weight and then put it on. And when they come over, you better be wearing that same size.
Well, I'll return it for a different shirt. Yeah. But you guys got me a small and I'm like a large. I had to return it. No, I would probably keep it. Yeah, because I'm that kind of person. I'd be like, hey, you know, just a heads up.
Why?
I'm a large. You got me a small, but I still wear it. Here it is.
Oh, my God. I'm bulging.
Yeah. You can see my belly button hole.
Nasty. No, why hold on to stuff?
You ever seen somebody that?
You're not required to hold on to things.
You ever seen somebody that has a, you can see their belly button hole in their shirt? I used to know a guy. Sorry, off subject.
What if it's an Audi? You see it?
No, it's like a hole. And here's the thing. It was huge. It was like probably the size of like, I don't know, bigger than a quarter. It was probably, what's something like that big?
I don't know. A water bottle?
Like a tortilla chip. The round tortilla chips. You know the round ones? The Tostito round ones? Yeah. And it was something. It wasn't like the shirt was too tight. It was just something about it. I don't know if he had like a little, like it had like a little suction cup.
You're not being very nice right now.
I know. I'm not saying that.
Everybody has belly buttons. They're all different sizes.
I know, but it was like this huge hole. Somebody's belly button hole shouldn't. I think if your belly button hole shows, shouldn't. You should wear something else.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know you right now.
All right. Let's move on.
Being nasty.
Okay. I don't know.
Everybody's looking at their belly button right now. Like, is my belly button hole show?
Everybody's going to be so self-conscious about their belly button hole. DVDs. While DVDs were once most popular gift to give, they have now fallen out of the popularity thanks to film streaming services such as Netflix. If you don't really watch DVDs, or like, I mean, we don't have a DVD player anymore, so.
Well, if somebody got you a DVD player or a DVD, you're going to hold on to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't return that. I wouldn't return it. Oh, you think that you want me to return?
No, you would. I don't get it.
You're confusing me.
I don't understand why you're holding on to things that you don't need.
But it's only $12. So I'm going to drive 30 minutes down the road, return them for $12.
So your cash value is
what if there's one of those things. What if a person came over? I wouldn't think that's rude. If they came over and were like, hey, the movie, did you watch it? Was it pretty good? And I'd be like, oh, I haven't a chance to watch it yet. And then they say, hey, we've never seen it either. Pop it on.
Well, buy me a DVD player.
And then, but if I've already returned it, like, how do you think they're gonna feel?
You just said I didn't have a DVD player.
I returned it. That's mean. I can't believe you right now.
So you're gonna pull it out and be like, "Well, you can look at it, but we can't play it because I don't have a DVD player."
Well, I would say that.
So I just hold on to it for all my life.
See, right there, I'd say, unfortunately, I haven't got a chance to watch it. We don't have a DVD player. And they might be, like, "Oh, you could always return it," and then I would return it. But I would feel bad if I returned it already, and then they were like,
and then they buy you a DVD player.
So let's say my favorite superhero is Superman, right? This is going back to what I was talking about earlier, and they said, we bought you the new Superman movie. We knew you haven't watched it yet, you know? So they were really excited to get that from me. And then I go and say, oh, I returned it. Like, that's messed up. That's sad. You don't think that's sad?
You should watch it on a different way to watch it.
What'd I tell them? Can you order it to me like Amazon Prime? Like, that's so mean.
No, you order it that way. You watch that way. And then you tell.
Oh. And then I lie to somebody?
It's not a lie. You watched the movie. You just didn't watch the DVD.
What if they say, did you watch my DVD?
Can you bring it out? Can you bring out the DVD right now so I can look at it?
What if they say, did you watch my DVD I gave you? I can't say yeah. I'd be like, actually, I streamed it. And they're going to be like, oh, we got you the DVD, though.
I don't like the clutter.
And they're going to be
got rid of it.
Sad and crying. They'll never come over again, whoever this person
is. You guys see what I have to deal with? All this stuff everywhere because he doesn't want to get rid of it.
I have to hide my DVD collection now, man, at this point. toddler clothing. Clothing for young toddlers is also one of the top items we return, mainly down to. See, these are all things for like sizes. I was looking for things that, you know, people just don't like. Glassware. It's always better to give drinks instead of the glasses themselves. What are you supposed to do? Give it to them in their hand?
I don't know. Like a bottle or something?
Yeah. Makeup. Makeup is a great choice for someone you know really well, but if it can be risky, move for others. Items such as foundations and primers. Your face is all like bright white. Doesn't match what I'm going to wear because they gave it to me.
It's terrible.
And that was the top 10 thing. So I know I mentioned a second ago, like, well, maybe you re-gift it. I had asked a couple, you know, just a bit ago on our Instagram if it's okay. Here, let me see how I worded it. I said, is it okay to re-gift something if it is still brand new and the person you're giving it to would like it?
Yes.
It's okay?
100%.
It's
yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I was,
if you know somebody's going to like it more than you do, why not? If it's brand new, I think so. Give it new life.
Yeah, I think people just, the ones that say no probably just think it's rude, to, like you didn't go out and buy something for someone, but I wouldn't care. I mean,
but it's not like you got a gift, you wore it out multiple times, and every time the person came over, you wore it, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to re-gift this to somebody else. Yeah, you're not giving them a used and dirty item.
So I asked that, and Cassie had said 100%, like that it's okay.
Yeah.
She said, I re-gifted almost all my white elephant wins.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I like mine.
What'd you get?
This year I got a foot massager.
Oh, yeah. I got a Ritz cracker package, I guess you'd say. Like, it had chocolate-covered Ritz crackers. It had regular Ritz crackers. It had Ritz cracker socks. It had...
sandwich, like the cheese sandwich.
That was cool. I picked it. And it was one, like, I stole from somebody. So that just goes to show you. I really liked it. Let's see. Somebody else replied to that, I think. Let's see. Somebody else said, totally fine to re-gift. Somebody said, no, I think it's rude if you're re-gifting something, go out and buy something original. I won't say their name because they might get some hate. I think people, here's another person. Yes, absolutely. If Becky said this, absolutely. If someone else would appreciate, get more use for it than you, then why not?
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. Anybody else?
Just don't re-gift it to the person who gave it to you. You have to remember who gave it to you.
I know. Can you imagine that? Or what if it does like a full circle? Like you give somebody and they give to another family member and then that family member was the one that bought it for you? That would be kind of, that'd suck.
I think that happened to us once, but I won't say with who. Do you remember?
Like you're like, I think we gave this to, I forgot about that. You should say it. They probably don't listen anyways. Here's somebody else. Aaron said, I think it's fine to re-gift as long as it's not used. Why keep something you don't like or don't need, knowing someone else would actually use it and like it? So basically, yeah, same thing somebody else said. So everybody seems to have the same response.
They're not holding on to that item in case somebody comes over questioning if they still have it, unlike you.
Yeah. So the next thing I wanted to go into was, and this Casey's been wanting to talk about this all week, so I'm gonna let her get it out. I'm gonna cover my ears so I don't get my feelings hurt.
Well, I didn't have enough time. You barely gave me any time.
See, I was ready to do this. That I just goes to show you, I was ready to do a show.
Yeah, and then you're like, you give me this topic, and I'm like, oh yes, finally, something that I can really...
We've actually covered this topic before in a way. I don't know. Well, I don't think we even covered it. You just seem to throw these out every once in a while. Things that, I wouldn't say bug, but things she's like
just
you know.
Say it, pet peeves.
Yeah, we did pet peeves before, but not necessarily about each other. We did like, what things drive you crazy about, you know, other people. Well, maybe we'll do that one the next show, but today we're going to cover a few that drive, you know, I asked what is something your significant other does that drives you crazy? You know, and you want me to go first?
Yeah.
I don't got any.
Yeah, right.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't have any. So now go ahead and read your whole long list of me. Make you look like a bad person. Go ahead.
Not a bad person.
Go.
Okay,
read that long list.
You eat black licorice and then you insist on coming right over to me and either talking to me, hugging me, blowing in my face.
Blowing on your face.
I have to smell this.
I don't just come over.
Awful black. Yes, you do.
On purpose?
On purpose.
I don't do that. I just go like this.
You say all your H's.
Hey.
Yeah, it's terrible. I hate it.
Man, there may be no more Casey and Cash and Casey after she names all these things. It hurt my feelings. It's okay.
The next one is you say, the house is so messy, and then you wait for me to start cleaning it.
No.
You go around saying,
well, that's not even
the house is so
that.
Messy, and then you just wait.
I'm going to be nice and not even talk about cleaning and stuff.
There you go.
It's okay.
It's true.
Go. Keep on.
This one is going to drive other people crazy, too.
Go. Keep
on. So if some people go to sleep with socks on, which you do. Mm-hmm. You wear socks to sleep.
Yes.
But you also wear a hoodie sometimes.
Not always, yeah.
So I said sometimes. A hoodie with a hood.
So let me explain myself
and
here.
And a pocket in the front, like a full-on
sometimes
hoodie.
I am cold, and sometimes cold. I don't want blankets on me, so I will put on my hoodie, which I don't see the big deal. Just a hoodie.
You're
so
going
people,
to sleep.
If you think that's a problem, let me know. Because I don't think there's going to be any problem. I think there's a problem with me wearing a hoodie.
Yeah,
it's not like
sleep.
I'm wrapping the hood around your head or something. It's on me.
No, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, and I do it almost every day. And
so
going to continue to do it.
You admit it. It's not just sometimes.
Yeah, I never said I don't wear a hoodie. No, I don't do it every day.
Almost every day.
No. Case, you just sound like a real nagger right now.
No, I don't care. You wear a hoodie to sleep.
Because I'm cold. You want me to wear a jacket? Then I'll be making loud noises. Then you'll really be upset.
Remember last year? I think it was last year. You were wearing your beanie. Now you're wearing your hoodie. You're like,
because you don't let me turn the heater on.
Fully dressed in winter wear.
Yeah. You're looking at snow boots on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes my head is cold. I'm going to wear a beanie. I'm going to wear a hoodie.
I don't get it.
Jacket, snow pants.
I'd rather be cold in the bed than
wearing
a hoodie to sleep.
It's so cold.
Yeah, but wearing a hoodie to sleep. Mm-mm.
I wear a hoodie to sleep every once in a while.
In the winter.
Shoot me for it.
In the winter, almost every day.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to wear it in the summer. You're making it seem like some crazy thing
it's
I do.
It's awful.
Okay, so are you done with your list?
I want everybody to put a hoodie on and then get in their bed.
Are you done with your list?
And just feel how nasty that feels to be sleeping in a sweatshirt.
So I can read our nice listeners now.
Yeah, okay. I'll see if I agree with them too. Because I didn't get much time.
It's okay.
I only have 3 and I know there's at least 10.
That's all right. I'm glad you have a long list of things you hate of me.
Not hate, they just bug.
Okay. Can't believe it. I can't even look at you right now. Put that in front of your face so I can't see you. We have, Cassie says, when he can't find something that's right in front of his face, when he asks my opinion and doesn't do what I say. Oh, that happens a lot
of
times.
That's you to me.
Huh?
You always say that. You always say, I ask your opinion and then I never take it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun. It's not fun when somebody says, what shirt should I wear? And then you pick it and they're like, they don't wear it.
Because in my mind, I've already known my decision.
Basically just means you don't even care.
I just
want
to know if you agree.
Everyone that wants to hate mail, go ahead and just send it this way. I'll read it to her. when he conveniently has to use the restroom at the worst time.
Yeah, that's
the worst
time.
Okay. Like, you're sitting real bad right now. You're sitting very complaining.
He's like, the house is so messy. I'm going to go to the restroom real quick.
Okay. Are you done or do you want to read more?
I'm just agreeing with these. Yeah. I don't have that. I'm not reading that.
This
from
isn't
anyone.
The agree time. This is time I'm reading about somebody else's relationship.
I just.
Okay, we have Megan says eating seeds in the car. He spits the shells into a water bottle. Yes, looks gross, but the worst part for me is the sound. Oh my gosh.
I like the sound.
She said, "Let's see. Does she have another one here? Oh, but Megan did say for us to try a Berkey. I don't know if I'm reading that right." Berkey water filter. She says they have questionable well water, but it's made our water taste amazing. Because last show, we talked about bottled water and stuff. So thanks for that, Megan. We will have to look into that. We have Sarah. Sarah said, you know, what drives you crazy about your husband? What does he do that drives you crazy? She says, breathe. Gosh, does she not want him to breathe anymore?
See, and I'm just complaining about a hoodie, not your.
But then she said, just kidding. Which I feel like she's not just kidding.
That's.
And then she says, oh no, I don't know if I should read this. He stays up later than her and watches TV with the volume loud. I don't do the volume loud though.
That's because he's seen
falls
every
asleep.
You've seen every episode now that you can read their lips and know what they're.
And he falls asleep and leaves the TV on.
That used to bug me, remember?
Yeah.
I'm like, turn it off.
It's funny. I feel like somebody else did this. Let me find that one. Here was the other. Where was it at? Let's see. Like Jenny. Jenny said the same thing and also said, sleeps with the TV on loud. Same exact thing. That's funny. And makes me want to accidentally push the TV over. In quotes, accidentally push the TV over. There are times when I wake up in the middle of the night and there's in the middle of a gun battle.
Yeah, I've done that too. Or like the sirens are going off and you just end the. Blue and red lights.
And she
are all
said
around
sometimes it wakes her up, their gun battle, and then she'll turn it off. And she says they have that stupid surround sound bar, so it's like super loud. I'm pretty respectful when it comes to
that. Now you are. You didn't used to be.
I don't remember.
I do. I thought we lived in a war zone sometimes.
I know. And then sometimes I do tend to watch like funny shows though, because sometimes you're like, don't watch like a. You know, Sons of Anarchy as I'm trying to fall asleep, but there's like fighting or
I wake up and all of a sudden I see people getting stabbed to death and I'm like, oh my God.
Let's see. The next person. Here we go. Becky said he leaves the car keys in the car. I could see that. Somebody might be like, I mean, I don't know. Can nowadays the keys get locked in cars now or is it so high tech that it won't really lock in there because it knows it's in there? But I can see if she's looking for the keys.
Yeah.
Like, where are the keys? Oh, I left them in the car or he's not around and she, you know.
Yeah.
You happen to, and it doesn't bug me, but sometimes you like to, in the winter, you're wearing a jacket. So you'll put the keys in your pocket and then I'm looking for them and I can never find them. I'm pretty good about putting them back in the drawer, but.
I think that only happens when I'm getting the groceries out of the car and I need that hand.
Yeah. You don't like when I leave the keys. Kind of related a little bit. I don't do this often, but if we get home and I'm driving and we get home and I'm like going to do something in the garage, like let's see, I take out the trash. I'll sometimes leave them on the car or the next car over. And then I like go and she's like, why? And then I forget. Yeah. And then you're like, where are the keys? Oh, I left them outside. So yeah, I could see that. Madeline said, when they have to be asked to clean up their own mess. Hmm. I won't even go deep into that one. But yeah, yeah, that would drive me crazy too. We have Gil. Gil, hey, what's up, Gil? It's been a long time. He says, when they want things done their way or wants things done her way. So maybe she's like, hey, can you do this the way I said, Gil?
Yeah.
You know, threaten poor Gil. He's such a nice guy. And here she is being so mean to him. Gil, I feel the pain, buddy. I feel the pain.
What
after
I
hearing
do?
This show, you probably see what I'm, you know, I feel you, buddy.
My things are not the worst things.
Somebody said, this is Liz. Liz, by the way, shout out to her company, Arizona Cookie Co. Check her out. Go give her a follow on Instagram. She makes some cool, cool cookies. She said, so what is something that bothers you about your significant other? She said everything. And then she said, just kidding, just kidding. I'm starting to see a trend here with this just kidding. I feel like you guys aren't just kidding.
Well, there's a lot.
She says, usually it's like not putting stuff back in its place, like shoes that he takes off. Yeah, I could see that. People leave the shoes around. It's kind of annoying. Let's see. Yeah, she said to have you do your top three. Liz, she did more than three, and she had a whole long list. But we got, I think that might be it for now.
Just because there's things we don't like doesn't mean we don't love you still. It's just really annoying.
Another person said breathe. And that's all they wrote, Amanda. She said breathe.
Is that breathe like as in
loud?
They exist or like they're heavy breathers?
I'm taking it as exists.
Or like they like whistle when they breathe.
I guess you have something saying. Can you shut up, please? Or is it, so Amanda, clarify next time, is it that he breathes, that he just breathes?
That he's alive?
Yeah. Are you mad that he exists? Or is it because he's a loud breather? That your alarm?
No.
Oh, I thought it hurt.
Who did that?
I don't know. Oh, it's mine.
Oh, my gosh.
That was weird. I didn't even see it.
You're about to get mad at me, and then you realize it's yourself.
I wasn't gonna get mad. You're trying to make me sound like some violent person. Okay, we have Lupe. Lupe said, I have to think. After 30 years, I think I'm immune. Oh, so she didn't have one.
No, but she has a lot. She just doesn't.
She's just trying to be nice.
She just ignores them all now.
We have Evelyn. Evelyn said, used cups in random places. So he leaves like a bunch of cups all over the place. I don't leave a lot.
Because I put them away.
Nope. Speak the truth. How many cups do I usually use?
How many do I wash and dump in the sink?
That's the kids. I use one cup usually, my work cup, and I usually will use it for multiple days. Be honest.
That's gross.
See? I don't use cups all over.
Every time I see it, though, I put it in the sink.
And then I have to, she does that. Let me bring up some. I have something. Yeah. Every time I go to use my cup, it lays out for 5 minutes, and I go look for it again. It's gone.
Yeah. I'm keeping all, you use the same cup for days.
It could be worse.
If it weren't for me, you'd be drinking mildew and mold or who knows what.
If I want to drink mildew and mold, that's my own prerogative. I will say, at least you wash it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did. Apologize.
No. I'm sorry. Nope. Say it.
Moving on. Let's see. I think that might be it for now. I should have wrote these down. I'm just going through the messages here. Some people, it's funny. I sent this to a few people, like forwarded them the story that said, hey, what bothers you about your significant other? And they didn't write back. But they read it. I'm like, oh, y'all scared, huh? You scared of your husband or wife?
They think you're gonna be a little rat.
No. Yeah, I'm saying it right now on air. If you don't want me to read your answer, then say it. Oh, I asked my buddy Phil. Phil said, let's see. He said she will organize all her laundry to put it away, then she will get distracted and put it all back in the hamper. So I guess like folded maybe and then puts it back. Phil, I'm gonna be on her side on this. I don't think that's the worst thing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
She could just leave it all over the house. At least she puts it away.
Or like you, in piles, separated and sorted. Yeah. And then
at least
you
I do laundry. A lot of guys don't even do it, right? Okay, yeah, there we go. And then I said, what about her?
Notice how he keeps cutting me off every time I do something.
Yeah, I'm mad at you. I told you. So then I said, you know, let's ask Phil's wife, Jennifer, what she has. Because, I mean, you know, she might have something about him too. And she said, she says that he needs all his shirts ironed. And then I made a joke saying, dang, you're like those dudes in the 60s still getting your shirts ironed by your wife?
Wow.
Man, you should be happy. She's ironing your clothes.
That's nice.
Yeah. I would never ask you to iron my clothes.
I never would.
Yeah, I think I'd just rather wear them.
Well, anyways. Actually, you have sometimes, maybe once or twice. Like, can you iron this? And I'm like, how? How do I do it?
That's probably because you said, like, your shirt's so wrinkled. Listen, then iron it.
Yeah.
I feel like ironing is not a big thing these days.
Why? Clothes don't get as wrinkled, or we just don't care and we wear them wrinkled?
Yeah.
Because I remember my parents used to always be out with the ironing board ironing away.
Maybe we don't even notice. Maybe we're like the wrinkled couple. We don't even know. People are like, dude, their clothes are always so wrinkled when they come out.
No, I don't imagine people iron these days.
Let us know if you iron still.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, so one thing I want to get before we go. Casey, I'm sorry if I made you upset. See, I'm not mad at her. I didn't even have a list. Honestly, you don't do that many things that drive me crazy.
I know I don't.
I will bring it. Some are funny. And this one gets brought up all. There's actually some, but I'm just too nice to say them. Anyways, no, I'm just playing. One thing that you brought up one time that people still bring up, and I think it's funny, is like you, and I don't do it as much anymore, but you said I used to leave the floss on the counter.
Was it
the counter you said?
Yeah.
And so, like, I had so many people say, like, my husband does that too. But I will say, at least they're flossing their teeth. It could be worse, right?
Gross.
Or the people that do, you know, our kids listen to the show, so I'm not going to say anything they do. But some, you know, you ever have family members that leave toothpaste everywhere?
No.
Somebody does that in our house. I don't know who it is, but there's always toothpaste all over the counter. I got to pick up the toothpaste container and my hand's like stuck to it.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
I won't say any names. If he's listening to this show, he lives in our house, he'll know who he is. We should just start going to list over the kids. I'm just playing. They don't do anything that bugs us. So, no, before I wanted to go, I wanted to bring up something. I've been telling you I was going to talk about this. But I said there was something that I talked about on an old show, and it's kind of happened again. And Casey said she knew right away what it was.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Did I mention? Yeah, did I give you hints even?
No. You just said, I went down the... went back to my old ways or something like that. And I knew immediately.
What is it?
A Facebook fight or something in the comments or something.
Yeah.
You got kicked off or booted or I don't know.
People just been... I could say... That's not a bad word. People been pissing me off on Facebook. It's annoying. And it's not my friends. It's like, for some reason, I don't know if you guys noticed, lately on Facebook, you get these, I don't want to say advertisements, but like you'll get groups, like a post from some random group, and then it'll say like follow or add it. Like it's not even a group you're in, but they just pop up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll see what it is and I'm like, oh, and then it shows a comment. And people are so rude. So I'm not just being like, it's not me being a jerk. I see these rude comments and it's just like annoying. And then I'll jump on there and just be like, don't be that way. Like, you know, be a cool person. Be a nice person. Because I try to be a nice person. I try to be a good person.
Do you say that? Is that what your comment says?
Yeah. I try to be a nice person. Yeah, I stick up for people. And I got... So that's not the one I got. But so yeah, lately just people have been bugging me on Facebook. And I'm like, been sticking up for people. Trying to be the good guy, you know? But I did get kicked out of a group the other day. I got banned. I'll say that.
Why?
Over the dumbest thing.
What group? What happened?
Out of all groups, super random.
Oh, no.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
group.
My. How
remember we interviewed Kristen Renton? Yeah, we interviewed a girl from Sons of Anarchy. So yeah. I joined the group because I was like, oh, I'm going to post in there. Hey, you guys are big fans. You know, if Sons of Anarchy, you know, listen to the podcast. We just had Kristen Renton on the show. And all I posted, this is funny, is so Jack's on Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yeah.
Jack's on Sons of Anarchy. There was a video of him, go search it. There's a video of him at a Madonna concert. He came out and helped her, judge some contest. And there was like these guys in like Speedos dancing on the stage. And one of them came and like sat on his lap, you know, and like was dancing around. And I just said, man, I was like, you could tell this isn't like, would Jax allow this to happen or something like random like that? And then the next thing you know, I was like going to like look for the post and I was like, hey, I'm not in the group anymore. Oh, and they banned me for it. I think because Jax is such a tough guy that people got mad that I showed that video. But I was like, he was doing it like for fun. It was like a, you know, there was some dancer dancing his underwears in front of him. And he got mad. So I got kicked out just for posting an undie video. I don't know why.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Yeah, so I didn't. So let's say I went back to my old ways, arguing on Facebook with people. But that's not, I guess, not the reason I got kicked out of the group. But then it just triggered me in my head, like, man, I'm going back. I'm having a relapse of fighting on Facebook. I haven't even gotten on the news pages lately because that's where I used to get the boot all the time.
Why do you even get involved?
Because I try to stick up for people.
You don't need to.
Yeah, there's people that are rude.
You're rude. You're rude at times too.
I'm not. I'm rude for the good. I'm like Robin Hood. I stick up for the not the poor, but I stick up for the people that can't stick up for themselves. Anyways, so if you see me arguing on, and that's what I always wonder too when I comment on that. You know, sometimes when somebody comments something, it pops up on your Facebook page, like your friend comments on something. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if people see
never
me like.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Somebody
I never
sees
comment.
Me. I wonder if people are seeing me duke it out with
oh
these people.
Oh my gosh. They're probably like,
I know.
So embarrassing.
They're like, why would he post that? So yeah.
Why is he watching lap dances of y'all, these people?
Yeah, it was a lap. If you guys see me arguing with somebody on Facebook, just mind your damn business, all right? Yeah, so anyways. Anyways, thanks for joining the show today, Casey. I want to thank everybody.
Thank you.
I hope you guys had a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we were going to get into New Year's resolutions, but we didn't get into it. So I think we just save it for the next show because we're going to do another show.
We are.
You know, I think, what's today? Hold on. I'm going to give you a date. We have a few more days before the new year. I don't know if I want to do one before the new year or I want to wait till after so it goes towards next year's promise I made.
I think we do it, on New Year's.
On New Year's, so it goes
on
towards
new
next
year's
count.
And it's like we kick the year off strong.
Kick it off strong.
Because that might be the only one.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye.